Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Sad news into the news desk that Brad Booth, VK4CDL, stroke VK2BJB, went silent key at Ingham Hospital approximately 5:30 p.m. Sunday 15th of September 2019. Brad, formerly of Newcastle, New South Wales, was until recently the only ham living in Cardwell, far north Queensland, where for years he was a very active and much sought-after DXer on the 6, 10 and 15 metre bands. Brad had an avid following of fellow DXers in Japan and Taiwan, and also had given lectures on radio propagation in Japan and Germany. Brad was also a member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, and was a familiar sight at any club function that had a monster auction, filling up the old faded yellow Volkswagen Beetle with treasure before trundling back to the home QTH. Brad was also a self-confessed UFO and conspiracy enthusiast, spending many hours to uncover the truth about faked sightings and official fibs. Brad put in many hours volunteering at the Cardwell Rainforest and Reef Visitor Centre and was active in counter-disaster planning for the local area. His infectious enthusiasm for the hobby of amateur radio will be sorely missed. Vale Brad Booth, VK4CDL, VK2BJB, Silent Key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Great to see this week that we have some club news. If your group would really like to get some publicity this way, get one of your audio gurus to generate something that we can put in next week's news. It's easy, just do a quick write-up of what you want to say about a minute or so, it's fine. Don't get too picky about it, just the most important info is quite sufficient. Then park your voice person in front of a mic, or use a headset, and away you go. For the audio file, we need the best audio quality possible. Technically, that means something like 44.1 kHz at 16-bit wave format. We're not worried about the file size. Anyway, here's Dougal, VK4EKA, with our first for this week.
At the Darling Downs Radio Club Incorporated Social and Technical Gathering, Bruce Boardman will present How a Repeater Works, including such things as why are cavities needed and what do they do. Come along to the Scout Hall on Jeffrey Street on Monday, 23rd September at 7 p.m. and find out. This is Dougal, VK4EKA, for the Darling Downs Radio Club Incorporated.
Did you make it to this year's Sunfest at Woombye last weekend? Here's a report on what you may have missed.
G'day, this is Bernie VK4KX with a news roundup from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. That was the sound of this year's Sunfest, held at the Woombye School of Arts Hall on Saturday the 14th of September. It was a great success and well received by all. This year we used numbered wristbands, which also served as the door prize ticket, with a random number generator to draw our two door prizes, which included a Retivus RT3 dual-band analog DMR handheld and a Discone antenna. Both recipients were very happy with their wins. One in particular, since he also won the major raffle of the IC7300, drawn at 11 a.m. But wait, there's more. He also won a small prize in our $1 raffle draw. The lucky amateur was Greg, VK4FINX, and I was told he has already handed his old IC718 over to his son, who is studying for his F-call. Well done, guys. The second prize, a Lenovo D330 IdeaPad, was won by one of our club regulars, Harvey, VK4AHW. I don't know how he is so lucky, as he often wins the meat tray raffle at club meetings. Congratulations to our winners, and a big thank you goes to Mark, VK4AN, from QSL Communications, for his donations of the raffle prizes. Our bacon and egg rolls were very popular, with 5 dozen of these sold, so the barbecue guys must have been working hard. Thanks for your effort, guys. We had a great day, and I don't think anyone left disappointed. Much socialising was had, and many new friends were made, and old ones renewed, with only good feedback coming into me so far. It's a lot of hard work for the club to organise, but I think we pulled off another great event. Thanks to all who attended, we wouldn't have a Sunfest without you. Next year's event may have to be a new, bigger location, and you will all get plenty of notice if we change venues. On Sunday the 15th, our club rooms were opened for a free social barbecue to thank the members for their efforts and to receive any visitors who were still on the coast following Sunfest. Still on the social scene, we will be having our quarterly picnic barbecue at Mooloolaba Spit on Saturday 21st from 10 a.m. Now, I know it's the first day of school holidays, so please get there as early as you can. Bring your family, as it's for anyone who wishes to join us. It is, however, BYO food and drinks, and throw in a chair, just to be on the safe side. Local fish and chips are nearby, and I'm happy to receive gifts of king prawns. Until next time, best 7-3s from Bernie, Club President, Skark.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The discussion of what the local regulator will put before the amateur radio community seems to have paused and waits for the document to be delivered. I've put the question in different ways over the years, and once again I think we should try and focus our minds on what is important and what is enjoyable in amateur radio. In other terms, we need to think about what we really want. There seem to be fewer people upset at the removal of Morse code as an examination subject. It has a long history in radio communications, and it remains a special mode for many to practice. Similarly, there are those who sustain the use of amplitude modulation by collecting and restoring AM gear, and others who thrill at building gear to get on air and using ancient modulation. Historically, this is also an important mode for our hobby. The rag tube on key or voice was a foundational method for proving one station was capable and reliable. It is still practiced, but it is also disparaged by the eavesdroppers whose hobby is complaining. This latter behaviour has been around for longer than radio, sadly. There once was the need to construct the means of getting signals to and from the shack, and home building was an entrenched part of the hobby. Industrial manufacturing has removed the necessity of home brewing one station, but there are plenty of tinkerers who still enjoy the manual effort of building gear. These days, the truly automatic station is realized with the now ubiquitous computer and software performing the necessary tasks in communicating. If we get an improvement in operating conditions, do we know what to do? Will there be a reticence to move more of the hobby towards current levels of technology, or a stubbornness and dogged adherence to the past? I mean, do we really need the testing processes and paperwork that gets us our license and keeps us legitimate? Should we try and spruce up the appearance we present to the world, or should we continue to look less well off than the customers at a Bunnings barbecue? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.